You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, baby, Lord, have mercy. I'm back on the tracks with racks and stacks of hot wax shellacs. Ready to drop them down on the spindle and make you tingle, baby. Matt the Cat back on the scene with my record machine. And don't you know it's another show to make the bell ring, 'cause it's all about King. Records, that is. It's time, cats and kittens, for part 4 of our multi-part series on the great label out of Cincinnati, King Records. Last week in part 3, we covered the end of 1948 and most of 49. This week in part 4, we're going to pick it up and finish up the year 1949 and carry it through to the end of 1950. King Records, started by Sid Nathan in 1944, is definitely one of the most important independent rhythm and blues record labels of all time. Of course, King was started as a hillbilly label and certainly had great success in the country field. But Sid Nathan, along with the help of Henry Glover and Ralph Bass, made King a major player in the R&B field as well. The last couple of shows have been dominated with the likes of Ivory Joe Hunter, Bull Moose Jackson, Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris, Earl Bostick, Todd Rhodes, Lonnie Johnson, and this week we're going to hear from all those cats as well, but with a few new additions. So cats and kittens, get ready to swing, because every record on this week's show is going to be a king. Let's begin with a cat who had a very big 1948. John Lee Hooker, who burst on the scene in 48 with his chart topper Boogie Chillin' for the Bahari Brothers Modern Records. After releasing a handful more singles for Modern Records, John Lee Hooker got a bit antsy, and so he moonlighted for several other labels. The way it worked for bluesmen like John Lee Hooker, you'd go into a recording studio, make a deal, and they'd pay you on the spot for the recording. So you go in and make a couple of records, you might walk out with a couple $100. That would go a long way in the late 40s. But if you're John Lee Hooker and you've just established yourself with the Bahari Brothers at Modern Records, and they've asked you back to record other records, you might not want to put them out by running around with other labels. So an easy way to solve that problem is change your name. John Lee Hooker released several singles for King Records under the name Texas Slim. And we're kicking off this week's Juke in the Back with the unmistakable boogie sound of John Lee Hooker as Texas Slim with Devil's Jump.
Hey! This is the Devil's Jump, man. She reach, baby, she gone. Baby got something I sure do love. Her. Baby do the boogie. Holla, baby do the boogie. Holla, baby do the boogie. It take you all night long. Yeah. Tell myself, what could you have that I ain't got? Well, I'm baby do the boogie. I said, baby do the boogie. I said, baby do the boogie, we take you all night long. Thank you. My baby, she low, my baby, she low. Baby, there's a red dot on the ground. She loves to do the boogie. She loves to do the boogie. She loves to do the boogie if it takes her all night long.
At hog killing time, you can buy that pork a pound for a dime. Some buy the knuckles and others buy the ears, but the most of them cats, they love his gears. It's oysters, those good old mountain oysters. A hog or shave, it ain't a part about him that they don't save. Cause the folks in Georgia way back home, they love that meat that ain't got no bone.
Oysters, those good old mountain oysters.
You gotta eat, you know it's hog killing time, and you get your favorite meat. You go in the store and get a pound for a dime, and you are in for a ball in time. It's oysters,
those good old mountain oysters.
Thus proving that there were songs about everything. Mountain Oysters, ooh, mercy, by Eddie Lockjaw Davis, the famed jazz saxophonist, laying down some rhythm and blues with the Bill Doggett Trio, which goes uncredited on that King record label. That's Bill Doggett on piano. And that comes from a session held on August 16, 1949 in Cincinnati. The Bill Doggett Trio with Eddie Lockjaw Davis was backing Eddie Cleanhead Vincent on that session when they recorded two songs on their own. The band hung around in Cincinnati, and on August 30th, 2 weeks later, they backed Eddie Cleanhead Vincent on another session for King Records. We're featuring King Records Part 4 this week, right here on the Juke in the Back, your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Up next, one of the biggest artists to ever record for King is back with another big record. This one went to number 2 for Bull Moose Jackson and his Buffalo Bearcats. This song, Why Don't You Haul Off and Love Me, originated as a hillbilly record by Wayne Rainey. He had a number 1 country hit with this tune earlier in 1949. Sid Nathan, the owner of King Records, also owned the publishing. And something that he would do quite often is if a song hit big for one genre of music, like in this case, country, he would then take it and have one of his R&B artists record it and see if he could have a hit in another genre. Since he owned the publishing, he's going to get paid for both of those hits. And he struck gold. Number 1 on the countryside. And when Bull Moose recorded it on September 15th, 1949, it went to number 2 R&B. Mission accomplished. Bull Moose Jackson and his Buffalo Bearcats with Why Don't You Haul Off and Love Me, right here on the Juke in the Back.
They say a love bug will get you at the age of 43. I'm not telling my age, but something got a hold of me. I'm just craving some loving in the old-fashioned way. Honey, lend an ear and listen to all I have to say. Why don't you haul off and love me one more time? Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind? If you don't cuddle up and love me like I want you to do, I'm going to haul off and die over you. Now, darling, come a little closer, put your little hand in mine. Let me feel your arms about me. Honey, please don't change your mind. For my lovesick heart's a-throbbing as I hold you close to mine. I'm bound to have a lot of loving waiting for me on the line. Why don't you haul off and love me one more time? Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind? If you don't cut love and love me like I want you to do, to haul off and die over you. Feel the matrimony crawling up and down my spine. I don't believe that love will hurt you, cause it feels so nice and kind. It seems mighty close to heaven when your love is on the line. Why don't you haul off and love me one more time? Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind? If you don't cut love and love me like I want you to do, I'm gonna haul off and die over you.
Well, boys, I've quit my pretty mama. Change her name. So please don't ask no question. Right now I can't explain. Oh yes, I loved her. Yes, I loved her. Just like I said that I would. But I found out this morning she didn't mean me no good. Thank you. the news I got about her. Pretty mama's got to go home. So if you people all are wondering why I let that chick alone, I can't tell you on this record. All I can say is leave her alone.
Mr. Ivory Joe Hunter, one of the biggest selling artists to ever appear on King Records, with I Quit My Pretty Mama, which was the sequel to Pretty Mama Blues, which was a big hit for him in 1948 off of the 4-Star label. I Quit My Pretty Mama went to number 4 in January of 1950 and followed his big number 1 smash, I Almost Lost My Mind, which he had just recorded for MGM Records. So technically, Ivory Joe Hunter was no longer with King. He had moved on to MGM, but King still had a bunch of Ivory Joe Hunter songs in the vault. So they continued releasing Ivory Joe Hunter records throughout 1950. They did not hit on King, except for that one, I Quit My Pretty Mama. He would have 3 more charting records for MGM in 1950, and then he wouldn't chart again until 1955, when he started making records for Atlantic. He would score 6 charting records for Atlantic between 55 and 58, and he would pass away from cancer at the age of 74 in 1974. What a career, Ivory Joe Hunter. And now, cats and kittens, let's turn back to Mr. Blues, Wynonna Harris, racking up a big number 3 record from January of 1950. He recorded this one on October 19th, 1949. Wynonna Harris with a tender tale about aging. There's a time when you're too young, and there's a time when you're too old. But there's a time in the middle when you shouldn't be sitting on it all the time. I think there's some real truth in that. Take it away, Mr. Blues.
Old maid, stop acting like a baby child. Old maid, stop acting like a baby child. You waited till you got 63 before you started running wild. Well, I'm looking for a gal, she's got to be young and neat. Well, I'm looking for a gal, she's got to be young and neat. What good is your stove if it don't give out no heat? Love and romance, but you let it pass you by. Cause when you was 10, you used to run from men.
You kept on sitting on it all the time.
When you were 15, you was a natural queen.
But you kept on sitting on it all the time.
When you was 22, you didn't know what to do. When you was 25, you thought about that child.
But you kept on sitting on it all the time.
Was 40. 49, you changed your mind. When you was 52, you still knew what to do.
But you kept on sitting on it all the time.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
With his fantabulous debut for King Records, 1950, and Gravy Train. He recorded that in Cincinnati at King Studios on November 30th, 1949, but unfortunately it did not chart. No worries though, Bradshaw would soon be on the charts in a big way for King. But he goes all the way back to the days of the swing bands. Born in Youngstown, Ohio in 1907, Myron Bradshaw began his musical career as a drummer. Moving to New York City in the late 1930s, he was fronting his own band when he recorded several sides for Decca Records. He came to King in 1949 as a seasoned pro and adapted really well to that jump blues style. He'd stay with the King label until 1955 when he suffered from a bunch of strokes, which finally took his life in 1958 at the age of 51. I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader, loading the old Rockola jukebox this week full of that beautiful blue King record label, holding stable on my jukebox turntable. It's part four, as we focus on King's greatest releases from the end of 49 through the end of 1950. Right now, baby, Mr. Blues returns with a song he cut at the same session that he recorded his previous hit at, Sitting on It All the Time, October 19, 1949. And he followed up Sitting on It All the Time with this number five smash. Here's Wynonie Harris with I Like My Baby's Puddin'.
Everybody's talking about chicken and rice. All of those dishes are mighty nice. Gather around, you girls, and listen to me. I want to tell you about my baby's recipe. I like my baby's puddin'. I like it best of all. I like my baby's puddin'. I like it best of all. There's a gal named Miss Fanny Brown. She cooks the best gumbo in this town. All of you chicks can really cook, but Fanny Brown's learned something you don't learn in the books. I like my baby's puddin'. I like it best of all. I like my baby's puddin'. I like it best of all. 99 times I've tried to eat all those fine fancy cuts of country meat. Just can't eat a single bite. I just don't have the appetite. I like my baby's puddin'. I like it best of all. I like my baby's puddin'. I like it best of all. She wouldn't give no one a puddin' but me. Yeah, she promised me she wouldn't give no one a puddin' but me. But I don't believe her. I'll just have to wait and see. Gonna watch my baby both night and day, so she won't give my puddin' away. My baby's puddin' is all she owns, so there ain't no meat for Henry Jones. I like my baby's puddin'. I like it best of all. I like my baby's puddin'. I like it best of all. I like my baby's puddin'. I like it best of all. I like my baby's puddin'. I like it best of all.
Well, I'm packing my grip. Think I'll take a trip. Think I'll leave today. No, I'd better stay. Well, 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 well. Gonna stay right here where I'm at. Then I'll lose my sins. Don't need new friends. I've had my fling. Seen everything. Trail to the cow country. Don't send my mail, just hand it to me. Well, 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 I'm gonna stay right here where I'm at. Thank you. means too much to me. Oh, well, kindly Reverend Thomas, I made him a promise he would make the two of us just one. Let's forget the trail to the cow country. Don't send my mail, just hand it to me. Well, 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 gonna stay right here where I'm at. Dee doo dee doo dee, dee doo dee doo dee doo down, dee doo dee doo da doo down.
I told you Tiny Bradshaw would be back. A tune he recorded on February 8th, 1950. It went to a whopping number 2 in May. He co-wrote Well Oh Well, and it turned out to be his first charting record and his all-time biggest hit. Though he's better remembered today as the first guy to record The Train Kept A-Rollin'. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the soul that came before rock and roll right here on The Juke in the Back. And part 4 of King Records. And here we are in 1950. Up next, we feature a guy who was very important to King Records. He was a songwriter, producer, arranger, and trumpet player, Henry Glover. Born in Hot Springs, Arkansas in May 1921, he played trumpet in two of the top big bands of the 1940s, Buddy Johnson's and Lucky Millinder's. It was while he was working with Lucky Millinder that he first met King Records owner Sid Nathan. Soon he was working as King's A&R man and producing many different styles of music, including country, pop, gospel, and of course, rhythm and blues. Henry Glover either wrote or produced or did both duties for many of King's biggest R&B hits. But he was also the occasional singer. And that's where we find him right now on The Juke in the Back. This is his debut record as a leader, and I dare you to get this tune out of your head, cats and kittens. Here's Henry Glover with Baby, You've Been Wrong.
I can laugh, baby, if you laugh. I can laugh loud and strong. I can laugh, baby, if you laugh. Baby, you've been wrong so long. I can cry, baby, if you cry. I can cry the saddest song. I can cry, baby, if you cry. 'Cause baby, you've been wrong so long. If you wanna play it tit for tat, well, baby, we can play it just like that. From now on, we'll play it fast and loose. 'Cause what's good for the gander is better for the goose. I can cheat, baby, if you cheat. I can be oh so wrong. I can cheat, baby, if you cheat. 'Cause baby, you've been cheating too long, so long. Baby, you've been wrong so long. Baby, we can play it just like that. From now on, we'll play it fast and loose. 'Cause what's good for the gander is crazy for the goose. I can ball, baby, if you ball. I can ball all night long. I can ball, baby, if you ball. But baby, you've been balling too long, too long. Baby, you've been wrong so long. Now you were laughing when I was crying. There's no need of you denying, baby. You've been wrong so long. Baby, you've been wrong so long. Baby, you've been wrong so long.
Thank you. I took a ride with little old Lucy Brown. We went to all the honky-tonks, we really got around. She's 5'2" with eyes of blue and pretty as a queen. I didn't know her pop was a city cop and she was just 15. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. I filed my income tax return, thought I'd save some dough. I cheated just a little bit, I knew they'd never know. I got some money back this year, like I always do. They'll have to catch me before I pay Internal Revenue. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. Separated just the other day. Last thing that she said to me was, brother, you will pay. She said I'd pay her every week, I'd better never fail. I said, before I send you a dime, I'll die right here in jail. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me.
Mr. Blues is back again with Good Morning Judge, a number 6 record in July 1950. It was recorded on May 18th of that year. And 1950 and 49 were the two biggest years for one only Mr. Blues Harris. His career was starting to wane with only one charting record in 51 and one charting record in 52. And that was all she wrote for Mr. Blues on the charts. This next record proves that gospel was still an important part of King Records' repertoire. It's by the Trumpeteers, who were formed in Baltimore in 1946. They scored a big top 10 hit in 48 with Milky White Way for the Score label, which was a subsidiary of Aladdin Records. And in the early 50s, they had several releases on King. I love Joseph E. Johnson's lead vocal. He's just got a great singing style and sounds so fabulous. Here he is fronting the Trumpeteers with Nobody's Fault But Mine on The Juke in the Back.
You know it's nobody's fault but mine.
My Lord, then
it's nobody's fault but mine. Lord, if I die
and
my soul get lost, nobody's fault but mine. Don't you know, friends, it's nobody's fault but mine.
Oh, then
nobody's fault but mine. Hey, if I die,
you know my
soul get lost,
nobody's fault but mine.
Well, you know my mother, she taught me how to read.
You know my
mother, she taught me how to read. And if I die, you and my soul get lost.
Don't you know mother's fault but mine.
Don't you know, friend, my mother, she taught me how to pray.
Mother,
she taught me how to pray.
She said,
if
is all but mine.
Don't you know, friend? It's nobody's fault but mine.
Oh, Lord.
Then
nobody's fault but mine.
Yeah.
If I die, God, you told me, Lord. Nobody's fault but mine.
Don't you know, friend, my mother, she taught me how to pray.
Oh, Lord. Then
mother, she taught me how to pray.
And a word she said,
if I die, you know my soul get lost. Nobody's fault but mine.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring King Records, so let's talk about a major acquisition that King had in 1950, Sonny Thompson. He had scored two number one records for Miracle Records in 1948, Long Gone and Late Freight. In October of 50, Sid Nathan purchased the entire Miracle Records catalog and would begin reissuing Miracle Records on King. Thompson came to King in January of 50 and began recording exclusively for King. This song, Sugar Cane, was not released previously on Miracle Records. This was a King record, and it's this week's Great 78. Sonny Thompson and Sugar Cane.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
I heard somebody knocking at my front door. No, I heard that knock before. He threw the keyhole. What did I see? Somebody peeping right back at me. It was George.
Silent George.
Front door. I said, George.
Silent George.
Don't you know it's 4:30? I said, George.
Silent George.
You know I can't let you come in here. I said, George.
Silent George.
You only come around when you're full of beer. I holler, Daddy. Daddy. Come here quick and make George stop.
Silent George.
You'll never get to come in here again. I said, George.
Silent George.
So he broke down the door and walked right in. George cool. Daddy, Daddy, George is acting like a natural fool.
She said, George,
don't try to hug me.
She said, George,
you're trying to bug me. Now I ain't heard you say a mumbling word, but you're driving me insane. I really mean it. You're driving me insane.
You should have
seen
it.
But I love you just the same. George, I'm giving you just 24 hours to get out of here. Love that George.
Lucky Millinder, who had been doing some on and off backing for many King artists before, was finally signed to the label as his own act. Who signed him? Our hero, Henry Glover, who we talked about earlier in the program. Remember, Glover used to play trumpet in Lucky Millinder's orchestra. Sid Nathan plucked Henry Glover out of the Lucky Millinder orchestra to be his King A&R man. Glover turned around and signed Lucky Millinder to a King Records contract. That record, Silent George, was co-written by Henry Glover and features Myra Johnson on lead vocal. It was recorded on October 18th, 1950. That side of the record didn't chart, but the flip side sure did. Another one with Wynonie Harris, who, if you remember, sang with Lucky Millinder back in 1945 when they recorded Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well. On the Silent George side, the label reads Lucky Millinder and his orchestra. On the flip side, the label reads Wynonie Harris with Lucky Millinder and his orchestra. It was recorded at the same session as Silent George and released in December, where it hit number 7. It's Oh Babe, a song co-written by Louis Prima, who also recorded it, as did K-Star, Larry Darnell, Jimmy Preston, and Roy Milton. Let's give Mr. Blues a spin, backed up by the Lucky Millinder Orchestra, on our fourth installment to our tribute to King Records. Here's Oh Babe!
First you say hello, then you get mad. gotta be crazy once you get started. This is what'll happen to you. You shake it and you break it and you, oh babe. You knock it and you rock it and you, oh babe. You swing it and you sing it and you, oh babe. You slip it and you dip it and you, oh babe. The world turns upside down when you holler, oh babe. You wiggle and you giggle and you, oh babe. You shuffle and you scuffle and you, oh babe. You romp it and you stomp it and you, oh babe. You move it and you groove it and you, oh babe. The world turns upside down when you holler, oh babe. And you, oh babe, you knock it and you rock it and you, oh babe, you swing it and you sing it and you, oh babe, you slip it and you dip it and you, oh babe, the world turns upside down when you holler, oh babe. You wiggle and you giggle and you, oh babe. You shuffle and you scuffle and you, oh babe. You romp it and you stomp it and you, oh babe. Move it and you groove it and you, oh babe. The world turns upside down when you holler, oh babe.
Mr. Blues,
oh babe,
Wanoni Mr. Blues Harris, the second greatest blues shouter of all time. He's number two because, baby, nobody can top Big Joe Turner. Let's be serious.
Ow!
I want to mention that in November of 1950, Sid Nathan launched a brand new subsidiary of King Records dedicated to rhythm and blues, Federal Records. And in order to do so, he hired the great Ralph Bass, who had previously been producing blues records at the Black and White label. When conceived, Federal Records was originally called Eagle Records. Federal would host Billy Ward and the Dominoes, Little Esther, the Royals and Midnighters, Johnny Guitar Watson, and many others. I will be featuring Federal Records on a different program, so as to keep this series purely focused on King Records. And that brings us to the end of another chapter in King Records history. We will return next time with part 5, picking up where we left off right at the beginning of 1951. Hope you can join me, cats and kittens. Until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get it each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. I'm going to leave you with the great Earl Bostick, who's playing sax and handling lead vocal on this record, which was recorded on October 13th, 1950. We're going to hear a lot more from Earl on the next program. Here he is closing down this week's Juke in the Back with Way Down. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye, everybody.
But they cut him down, way down, way down. Yes, he played the chicks, but they were slick and they whittled him down real quick. When he got bold, they stopped him cold and they took his gold and watched him fold. Yes, they cut him down, way down, way down. Hey, hey. gambling at Darcy's, losing his money till it wasn't even funny, playing the numbers and hanging out with the bummers. He juiced night and day till they took him away. Yes, they cut him down. Way down, way down. Way down. My, how they cut him down. Way down. My, how they cut him down. Way down. Yes, they cut him down. Yes, how.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.